Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is number 930A, News of the Week. And what a week it's been. Eating more fiber and whole grains means a 5 to 30% lower risk of death and disease. Many deaths. Decreased obesity, decreased heart disease, decreased diabetes, decreased cancer. It's actually pretty amazing from just adding more fiber. Well, that comes with fruits, veggies, and even cold pasta. The favorite of the co-author of my book, What to Eat When, Mike Croupain, who says that you get resistant starch when you cook at night. That is like a whole grain pasta. Eat it in the morning or at lunch. Eating it cold, it does more than just be cold and great tasting. It actually becomes a resistant starch, so that 4 grams of sweet potato fiber becomes close to 8 grams when you cool that sweet potato. The surprising way to resist the lure of junk food. This is my favorite story of the whole day. How do you resist the lure of junk food? It's a surprise. Fried food may be killing you. What's the worst? I'll tell you, because we're going through this in quick order, and I'm only going to save that how to avoid junk food for the real longer story of the day. But fried food, the worst, chicken and fish. Fried fish and fried chicken takes on much more of the aging fats in the fryer. And why is that? Because they're usually prepared from used fats, that is, they've already been used once or more in the fryer, and that has more of the chemicals that make you older. Can an hour of exercise prevent depression? The answer is yes. In fact, even 20 minutes every day did it in this study. So if you know someone who's depressed, go over, buddy them up, and take them for a walk every day. Get them to walk with you 20 minutes. It'll help them a great deal. Heart attack and stroke, not only do they cost you money, but after you have them, you lose, if you're between 50 and 60, 40% of your earning potential, and it makes you less likely to get new jobs. Aspirin lowers your chances of a heart attack, but it's not safe for everyone. The increased risk of bleeding was the same. Does that mean throw out the aspirin? No, 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 that's bad science. BS. What it is there's also a huge cancer prevention benefit for the same risk. And when you add the heart prevention and the stroke prevention and the wrinkles and erectile dysfunction prevention to the cancer prevention, it overwhelms the risk, but you got to take it with half a glass of warm water before and after, or coffee before and after. Why? Because 70% of the side effects of bleeding are when it lands on your stomach lining. So take it the right way, and you both cut down the risk and increase the benefit. We already talked about soluble fiber in another study increases diabetes control. And kids who are exposed to lead in youth, 38 years later when they were studied, had much more mental health issues. A real interesting study, not done in Flint, Michigan, but has relevance to that. Acupressure, good medicine for breast cancer prevention for survivors. That's probably due to its stress-relieving events. And there's a new blood test that may predict Alzheimer's 16 years in advance. We don't know it, but stay tuned. We'll bring it to you if it is a real thing. Now I want to go back. This has been a fast podcast, but I want to go back and just look at one study in detail, which is the surprising way to resist fast food. Now you think the smell of French fries would induce you to want them. And it does when you smell them for less than 30 seconds. But if you stay with that smell for 2 minutes, it decreases your desire to buy that food by 40%. So the secret is that while a delicious smell can pique a craving if done for a short period of time, over time, it satisfies it and reduces your demand for that by 40%. That's pretty amazing, 40% reduction. So it's kind of like sticking your nose in something and keeping it there for a while. You get either you respond to it so much that you don't need it, or it disgusts you enough so you don't need it. We don't know why, but you don't need it. And that's one of the keys of this study is, in fact, that people don't need this fast food after they've spent a number of minutes in the presence of that smell. So it is something maybe you can figure out how to use that to train yourself or your children. Maybe getting an aromatherapy stick or something with this on, with a smell on, will help stop you from desiring that food. That's a very interesting study. It was done in 250 people with cookie or strawberry scents for prolonged periods and different periods of time. In another experiment, they used the scents of pizza and apples. And another, they used French fries. So pretty amazing, this study that was in the Journal of Marketing Research. And you can bet it that all of the smells that put out by fast food restaurants outside the restaurant, etc., will now be done in bursts. Believe it or not, that's all I have for you today. This has been Podcast 930A with the latest news of the week and what it means to you, the keys, get more fiber to prevent disease, and the fiber you want is any fiber, but resistant starch is a great way, cooling your whole grain pasta, even cooling a whole grain pizza, but the pasta obviously is healthier, or cooling your vegetables. Cooled cauliflower, and these things can taste great. You can put it with hummus or you can put it with whatever. They taste great and give you, with sweet potatoes, it's almost a doubling of the fiber in the sweet potato. And the second thing is, if you want to avoid and break a habit of fast food, don't do it in a car as you pass through the fast food place. Get in there and smell it for 2 minutes before you order it, and that should decrease your desire to order it 40%, according to this study. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thank you, Ben, for great engineering. Thank you especially for downloading us. This is 930A of the podcast, so we've been doing it a long time because you've been listening and motivating me. Thanks again.